from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1. The Sports Animal.
Chandler now in the game for Tennessee. Three wideouts to the left. They're going to fake to Chandler. A little pass goes out, and that's complete. The Tyler Bird gets down the left sideline to the 20, to the 10, to the checkerboards. Touchdown, Tennessee. Tyler Bird. What a pass. Garantano on a swing pass, an out pattern to Tyler Bird. He hadn't caught a pass all season. He's got three of them, and the third one goes for a 39-yard touchdown, and Tennessee leads it 19-10.
Bob Kesling, a little temp priest to garnish the call. Ball Network Saturday afternoon, Neyland Stadium, Tennessee 20, Mississippi State 10. Tyler Bird scampering to the end zone from 39 yards out. Volunteers now getting ready for that showdown. 9 o'clock, as crazy as it sounds. The third Saturday in October in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. We welcome you back. Hour two. It is the starting lineup. Tyler, Will, Eric Kane with the Tennessee Fall Practice Report. A lot of smiles today, but back to work the Vols will go, as now the next task at hand is an SEC West team again. This one, well, it's a little bit better. The number one team in the land and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, the opening line not too favorable for the University of Tennessee Volunteers, although Tennessee did pick up SEC win number one on the season, improved to 2-4 on the year. So a lot of good things that you like from that ball game. First, right out of the gate, Brian Maurer, starting quarterback in concussion protocol. You saw Jerry Garantano come in, finish off the game. He went 6-for-7, 106 yards, a touchdown. That touchdown to Tyler Bird that really sealed things off. And he had a really, really nice pass to Ramel Keaton down the far sideline. Jerry Garantano did what he was asked to do, and that wasn't a whole lot. But when he was asked to throw the football, he was very efficient. But hopefully we'll get more on Brian Maurer's status today at noon when we meet with Jeremy Pruitt. The positives from that football game, guys, what an absolute dominating effort from Tennessee's defense. I tweeted right after the game, I mean, this Mississippi State team's not a juggernaut. That offense is not good, okay? So I'm not trying to make more of what it is, but you did have the best running back in the SEC in Colin Hill. You allowed 13 yards on 11 attempts. So hats off to the Tennessee defense. 7 sacks. Will, you said earlier today, you saw, you know, late in that fourth quarter, Tennessee have a sack while rushing 3. You haven't seen that this decade. 7 sacks, 3 interceptions, only 267 yards of total offense given up. Can't say enough about that Tennessee defense. Darryl Taylor showed up. He had 2 sacks, so we'll see if that sparks any consistency from Tennessee's senior. Trayvon Flowers, unfortunately, on that interception, Jeremy Pruitt said that he broke his leg. Trayvon Flowers really kind of being left behind the eight ball for a lot of this season, has dealt with numerous injuries going back to last year with the collarbone. He got the start against Mississippi State, stepped in front of a pass, made a really nice interception, but broke his leg on that interception, so he will be out most likely for indefinitely, probably for the rest of the season. And one more note, Henry Tuotuo, he was ejected for targeting, hit Garrett Schrader underneath the chin. He's going to miss the first half of that Alabama game. If you guys remember last year, Daniel Batuli got called for targeting against Auburn. He also missed the first half against Alabama last year. So that is what the case is right now. It looks like Quavarius Crouch will probably start in place of Henry Tuotuo at the inside linebacker position. But Jeremy Pruitt today, he will meet with the media at noon to recap the Mississippi State game and look forward to Alabama, a team, a system, a place he is very, very familiar with, and that'll be Tennessee at Alabama Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Can't wait for that.
Say it with your chest, Eric Kane. 9 p.m.
Eastern Time, everybody.
Just painful.
Yeah, you just, come on. Like, I looked at the schedule, and I get, look, is this strictly just a call for them to show off their lights?
Well, you know,
because all I hear Bama fans say all day is, where's our night game?
Nick Saban's tired of playing day games.
Where's our night games?
Well, okay, they also, there has to be something going on ESPN, right? Because they have a noon kickoff, a 6 kickoff, and a 9 kickoff. So there has to be something else on ESPN that's going on in the middle of the day that's forced this out to 9 o'clock. Yeah. So it's, I think it's Georgia Kentucky's at 6. I don't remember what the noon kick is, but there's no 3 or 3:30 game for ESPN.
Well, now your noon game, which they probably wish they could shuffle this around a little bit. Florida goes to Carolina.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody, by the way, your 3:30 primetime game, CBS is going to get number 2 LSU going to Starkville. How about that? Mississippi State comes to Knoxville off their open date, loses to the Vols, and their gift for losing to Tennessee is to go home to take on LSU.
Yeah, not ideal. Not ideal at all.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to assume it's a LeBron exhibition basketball game in the middle of the day as well. They're kicking Tennessee out.
That would make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just
NBA preseason, it should be taking the headlines right now. Rob, that's the A block. So again, that's the UT football practice report. Jeremy Pruitt today at noon. We'll have full audio, full video at Sports Radio WNML shortly thereafter. Today's UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design and construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage, 947-7527, or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Can I just throw a little bit of love to the color guys on the Vol Network?
Wow!
Who has better, like, chime-ins or better little retorts, or I call it garnishes? Is it Tim Priest or Burt Bertelkamp? Is it Priest during football season or Bertelkamp during basketball season?
I'll take Bertelkamp on that.
Priest is great, but Bertelkamp for me.
Okay. Priest with a little whoa. There. But my all-time favorite was the Juwan Jennings Hail Mary against Georgia, and you hear him Priest just lose his lid over Tennessee wins. I'm just saying, I'm a big fan of what they do on the Vol Network each and every Saturday and basketball game day. 7-11. Let's come back on the other side. A lot more we have to get into. How did Tennessee find a way to slow down Mississippi State? I mean, Joe Moorhead's offense, pretty electric in the Big Ten. He hasn't been able to duplicate it in the SEC, but man, Tennessee, Derek Ansley, good on you. People were laughing at trying to compare Bob Shoup's defense, Derek Ansley's defense, and who would have more of a standout performance. Ansley gets the last laugh. And what does this mean for Tennessee's confidence moving forward? And you got to ask the question, what does this mean for the quarterback position once Brian Maurer gets cleared out of concussion protocol? 656-9900, Tyler Will in the starting lineup for a Monday. Sports Radio WNML.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Game two of the American League Championship Series went to the Astros 3-2, courtesy of a Carlos Correa walk-off in the 11th. That's 3-2 over the Yankees. The series is now tied at one game apiece. Game three of the National League Championship Series will be tonight, 7:30 Eastern. Washington looking to go up 3-0 in the best of seven games over the Cardinals. NASCAR playoff racing at Talladega was postponed following the conclusion of Stage 1, with William Byron as the current leader through 57 laps. The race is set to finish up today at 2 Eastern. New look in the AP Top 4, it's Alabama in the top spot, LSU. After the win over Florida moves up to 2, Clemson slides to 3, Ohio State's at 4. Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Penn State, Notre Dame, and Florida check in 5-9. Georgia sits at number 10. Other SEC schools inside the top 25, Auburn's at 11. And Missouri checks in at number 22. And around the NFL, the Titans fell to the Broncos 16-0. Mike Keith, Titans Radio, will join us at 8:15. Scare yourself silly with the Halloween Jumbo Bucks instant games from the Tennessee Lottery for a chance to win up to $75,000. Play today at a Tennessee Lottery retailer near you. 7:13, get a check of the roads in 15 seconds. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
Would you like to get your hands on the keys to a new Ford F-150 from our friends over at Ted Russell Ford on Kingston Pike? Well, each and every day, four times a day, you get your opportunity inside Score of Ford. You know how it works. You get your opportunity to let us know the final score of each and every Tennessee football game. It's 9 o'clock. It's Tuscaloosa. It's the third Saturday in October. Brian, good morning. It's Tyler and Will. What is the final score of Saturday night's game between the Vols and the Tide?
Well, the Vols against the system, 42-10. I'm afraid it's going to be that. We'll do something.
So you, Brian, believe that not only does Tennessee cover, but you like the under in this game. Brian, hold tight. Kaner will get more of your information. If John and Jimmy pull Brian's name, and if Alabama beats Tennessee 42-10, Brian, jingle, jingle, brand new keys to a Ford F-150. Thank you to our friends over at Ted Russell Ford off Kingston Pike.
Yes, absolutely. You have a chance to win it. This is a gorgeous truck. $40,000 value, $40,000 plus value from Ted Russell Ford. Your opportunity to win this. And here's the thing. Remember, all season long, let's say Brian's name is picked. It is 42-10 on Saturday. Next week, we'll have another Ford F-150 available for you from Ted Russell Ford.
Daniel Batuli, 7 total tackles. He has Daryl Taylor to thank for 2 sacks. Daryl Middleton, a sack. Bryce Thompson, Matthew Butler, Kevon Bennett, Aubrey Solomon, sack, sack, sack. 7 sacks on the day.
Yeah,
no. And Mississippi State has one of the most experienced offensive lines in the SEC.
I have absolutely no idea. I have no, look, I will say this. We don't talk enough about Jeremy Pruitt and change, right?
Right.
Like, we don't at all. If you look at Jeremy Pruitt, last year when Jeremy Pruitt was asked at one of the press conferences, who's the leader on this team? And it wasn't anything like that. It was just someone asking, because they're writing a piece about who the leaders are on the team. And he says, I'm the leader of the team, right? Well, this year, what is it? It's, I like to see that Juwan Jennings and Trey Smith reportedly are getting in their teammates' faces on the sideline during a Georgia game. It's, you've got to have teammates holding each other accountable. Agreed. Repeatedly, you're seeing Jeremy Pruitt make adjustments. And that had to happen. Jeremy Pruitt even saying after the game, yes, you can't win a lot of games locking it up the way that we did against Mississippi State, but that's what we had to do to win this game. And they did. Like, it's little things like that that you keep seeing from Jeremy Pruitt as far as adjustments and change he's willing to make. Jeremy Pruitt last year reportedly kicking, you know, losing his mind on the players after the win against Kentucky and losing the team. This year, culturally, everything's like improves from the Florida game where you get beat 34-3. It improves through the off week. It improves after a beatdown against Georgia, and you're able to keep everything together for you to go out there and beat Mississippi State there. The front seven, it wasn't just like Darryl Taylor having two sacks isn't something I think that surprises that many people. It's everybody else that did everything. It's Greg Emerson with the tackle and a half for a loss behind the line of scrimmage. It's Matthew Butler. It's guys like that that stepped up and made plays in this game that was so surprising to me. And I will say, tip the cap to Jeremy Pruitt for the way that he's been able to adjust and change what he does, because we have had other coaches that have been over there in recent years that have been unwilling to change those things, that say adjustments are overrated and things like that, and that the system is infallible. You don't get that from Jeremy Pruitt. There's just a constant change. And look, he got the job probably 2 years quicker than from what I even was told Nick Saban thought he was ready to have a head coaching job. And so, but you're seeing Jeremy Pruitt make changes in year two that I think right now are paying dividends for Tennessee. I don't know that Tennessee's going to go out and beat all of South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky. I don't know if they're beating all those teams.
Right.
But already this thing was in the, it was in the ditch, and they, I don't know. They, I don't know if it's out of the ditch necessarily, but you stop driving further into the ditch.
There is no question that both there was improvements offensively and defensively on the line of scrimmage for both sides of the ball. But are it, would it be fair, or is it okay for us to start talking about going in a different direction for this Tennessee football team? I mean, look, a second victory, you still have six games where you can pick up W's. Now, is it likely going to happen with Bama and Missouri? I think you could take Missouri and Alabama off the table now. You still have UAB. You still have South Carolina. You still have Kentucky and Vanderbilt. If that's the scenario, if we are going ahead and we're playing this game where we eliminate Bama and we eliminate Missouri out of the win column for Tennessee, is it fair for us to talk about Mississippi State right now being the turning point of the season? Or do we have to wait and kind of look behind us in the rearview mirror and go, okay, yeah, now we can look back at Mississippi State?
Let's see, because there were still issues in that secondary that Mississippi State could not exploit. They're not a good enough football team to be able to exploit the issues in that secondary.
Still blows me away.
Yeah.
But off the bye week and that talent, look, I don't think Mississippi State's a bad football team. People out there who were saying, oh, because you lost to Tennessee, now you are a bad football team. I don't think that's true.
I think their season's also about to fall apart.
But we also said last week that as much as you don't like to say Mark Richt Week 7 must-win games, look at what's coming up for Mississippi State.
Yep.
Both of these teams could not ill afford to lose this game, and Tennessee's the one who gets the W. If you're Mississippi State now, you have to ask yourself, man, we were sitting kind of pretty, maybe looking at an 8-win season. Now we're asking ourselves, can we win 6? Because it doesn't look like we even have a quarterback.
Yeah, no, it does not. They don't have a quarterback, and I don't know what they do. I don't know what you do from here.
Yeah, right.
It's LSU is who you get next week at home. You go to A&M the week after that. Yeah. Arkansas, we'll see, but then you get a bye week,
and then it's
Bama.
Okay, good, so between now and November, you are guaranteed one win.
Yep, and I don't even know if you're guaranteed the Arkansas win. At this point,
if you get Arkansas, who played A&M tough in Dallas, then yeah, you're not guaranteed.
If you get
that
Arkansas,
win.
Who lost to Kentucky with a wide receiver at quarterback, yep, you got a chance to win.
Exactly. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Tennessee, is it fair to say that they've turned the corner, or are you still in wait and see mode? 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Big W over the weekend. Can I carry it over to 5 burning questions? The answer is probably no, because Kaner doesn't like me. He probably hates the fact I'm back in studio. 99.1 FM, you're listening to the Sports Animal. All right, 25 minutes ahead of the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's get to it. 656-9900. This is 5 burning questions.
Head to head, toe to toe, mano a mano. It's time for five Bernie questions. Brought to you by Life Safety Inspections, saving lives one extinguisher at a time. It's not just a motto, it's how we do business.
All right, gentlemen, right now, how many games do you see the Tennessee football team winning?
You know what? I'm going to go with five right now because I'm going to take Missouri off the table. I'm going to take Bama off the table with W's for Tennessee. Question is, between UAB, Carolina, Kentucky, and Vandy, which one of those does Tennessee get? I'm going to go ahead right now and say the Vols are 3 or 4. I don't want to get too high with the highs, but I do think that winning 4 of the last 6 is still obtainable and getting to a bowl game. But I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to say 5 and 7.
Yeah, I think that 5 and 7 seems to be the way to go right now. A lot of that's that Kentucky is not as good as we thought they were going to be. They've just been decimated by injury. So it looks like that's a winnable game right now. And it, you know, you got to pick up the extra win against Mississippi State that I don't think a lot of people expected you to win. So Vandy's a lock. UAB should be a lock. South Carolina is on the table. Missouri might not be on the table, but Kentucky looks like a win as well.
Should the Titans move forward with Ryan Tannehill as its starting quarterback?
I don't think you have a choice. I don't think you can look at that team in the eye and say, hey, you guys go out here and give your all, and I'm going to roll Marcus Mariota out here, because we need to figure out if he's going to be the guy next year. That's not what you're doing. You play the guy who gives you the best chance to win, and based on what we saw yesterday against the Broncos, that's Ryan Tannehill.
Answer's no. Your answer is Marcus Mariota. Look, sometimes you just have to tip your cap to a great defense. You need to start asking yourself on the offensive line, boy, where we went wrong was we paid a lot of money to guys we thought were going to be similar to what Dallas did, get young, pay him high, and it's been nowhere close to it. Taylor Lewan, since coming back from suspension, has been abysmal. He needs to shake this rust off and needs to start taking care of the franchise quarterback, who in the next 8 weeks is going to be found out not to be the franchise quarterback, and Tennessee is going to be doing this all over again.
So I don't know if you saw the stat from Alan Bell of Sportsline, our buddy out in Nashville. He said, pointed this out, Roger Saffold and Taylor Lewan's cap number is higher than the entire Patriots offensive line's cap number.
Whoa,
this year.
Mercy.
Tennessee has the 10th highest salaried offensive line in the league right now. But, you know, those two guys are a big reason why. Just not good, not good. A lot of problems there, but Mariota certainly is one of the bigger ones. Yesterday was Jerry Rice's 57th birthday. Is Rice the greatest football player of all time?
He might be, and I think arguably some people are going to say that he is. To me, maybe because I see this guy twice a year, it's Tom Brady. Look, it is Brady, and this isn't a, oh, look at you in the moment you're living in right now. It's Brady. And if Brady wins another Super Bowl between now and the next 2 years, which he's likely to do, and he picks up number 7, that's going to cement it.
I think that maybe the greatest is, yes, it's probably Rice. He's probably the greatest. If you want to say the best football player I've ever seen, because those are two separate things, it's Barry Sanders. I've never seen anybody do what Barry Sanders did, and I will never see anybody do what Barry Sanders did. He's the best I've ever seen. It was a trash, horrible team around him, and Barry Sanders was still a monster out there.
All right, is the 35.5 point opening line for Tennessee-Alabama too high, low, or just about right?
I think it's about right. I think 35 is about that number. I thought 28 would be the low end of what it is. 35 is about where it should be. It ends up being 35.5. I like the hook being on top of that. And look, I think Alabama's going to beat Tennessee like 56-17 or something like that. I think they probably not only get this number, they probably cover this number somewhat comfortably.
I got a good friend who works for the Caesars Sportsbook out in Vegas. And he has been almost spot on every week on Tennessee's lines before they open on Sunday. Yesterday, I texted him. I said, where do you see this line? He goes, I'm sniffing out 34.5 or 35. It comes out as 35.5. To me, the guy's always been spot on. So for that, I'm going to say it's just about right.
What is wrong with the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett. Can I keep just going down the line? Look, this is a tough pill to swallow if you're a Boys fan who started 3-0 and now you see a 3-game losing streak. Look, Dak Prescott has got to find a way to start making more plays. And that offensive line, again, is not giving Prescott a lot of time. What Greg Williams did yesterday with a lot of those stunt blitzes is not hard to pick up. Go back and watch the second half. Go watch the 2-point conversion that cost the Cowboys. Simple fundamental fill-the-gap blocking wasn't being accomplished, and the Jets went through there kind of like water through a dam.
It's that Jerry Jones wants to run this team. It's Jerry Jones' team. He puts a puppet out there as the coach. He treats it like it's his fantasy football team instead of like a legitimate NFL franchise. His son Steven's done a solid job putting together a roster, but the fact that Jerry needs a puppet on the sideline and up in the box, with the coaching boxes, that's the reason that you have these situations. This is 100% on Jerry Jones. And it will always be this way as long as he's alive.
All right, Tyler, Tom Brady is the GOAT. You get the win. Welcome back.
I don't like saying those things because then I got to go brush my teeth and wash my mouth out.
But I mean, it's true, man.
Except he's a system quarterback. Other than that.
Careful.
What if Matt Castle? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Patriot fans.
Someone was trying to call him a game manager yesterday, and I'm like, game managers still don't throw for 345 yards.
Yeah, he's not a game manager
on the reg.
Yeah, he's definitely not a game manager.
And I mean, earlier when I was poo-pooing on your Tom Brady MVP, I mean, don't get me wrong, when it's all said and done at the end of the year, I mean, he's certainly going to be in the conversation. But right now, man, I can't overlook Deshaun Watson. Russell.
Look, and that's not fair for me to overlook those guys. Look, we've all seen this before. Like, you can keep pushing out Fast and Furious movies. People are going to eye roll but still pay to go see them. I've seen this before. Brady has above average season, but because he's a past winner, because he is the cover boy, and because he's Tom Brady on a team that always whitewashes the division, and you know the path to the Super Bowl is through Foxborough, he's going to be one of the finalists to have his name etched into another MVP award.
See, I'll always look, though, at guys like Brady, and I hate to say this, but to some extent Rice as well, that because of the systems they were in and the guys that were around them, maybe I'm not going to give them as much credit as a lot of other people would, because I look at guys that had just went out there and manhandled people with nothing around them at times, or played above everyone else that was on the field with them. Like, it looks like a different game. Seeing Barry Sanders play football, you'll never see that again. You never saw it before Barry Sanders stepped on the field. Lawrence Taylor's another one of those guys that just affected the game in a way that I've never seen anybody on the defensive side of the football affect the game. So I would probably say there's a difference between the greatest. The greatest does include championships, system that we are in, the whole nine yards, the way you carried yourself off the field. And the way that you were an ambassador for your team and your league. And I think that those things are considered with the greatest. But I look at the best as when you're on the football field, who's better than everybody else out there? Barry Sanders, to me, is the best I've ever seen. LT's probably number two.
So what's your thoughts on Michael Jordan? He had help.
No, he definitely had help, but he also, when he didn't have help, was still doing stupid things out there, right? And the biggest thing for Jordan was this. He was willing to accept help in a way that not a lot of other superstar players would. Everybody's had help, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that, and don't get me wrong, you need help.
Yeah.
But I will say that if I'm watching, you just affect things differently. Brady can go out there, and I've watched him win a couple Super Bowls as a game manager. I've watched Brady go out and, you know, and have a 50-touchdown passing season. Brady's incredible, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Jordan, I watched take over games, and I watched the greatest of the greatest of the greatest go out there, and he just smoked them repeatedly.
So what you're saying is LeBron is better than MJ?
No. I would say this. No one that watched basketball or knows anything about basketball thinks LeBron is better than
MJ. I'm hearing you say Kevin Durant's the greatest of all time.
I'm actually saying his brother is the greatest of all time.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, and where there's fire, you need life safety inspections. Shout out to Chip on Monday morning.
LSITN.com for life safety inspections. Most likely the fire extinguishers you have in your home or in your business, made in Mexico, have a 30% failure rate at life safety inspections. They can get you into a cheaper model that's made in the United States of America with a 0.001% fail rate. Protect your family. Protect your business. Life safety inspections.
Huge win for the Vols Saturday afternoon, and now their prize is waiting for them in Tuscaloosa at the Forum of the number one team in the country. But does this mean that Tennessee has turned their season around? Yes or no? 656-9900. Tyler Ivins, Will West, 99.1 FM. You've got it locked in. You're home for Tennessee football here on the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Now, some NFL scores of note. The Broncos shut out the Tennessee Titans 16-0. Starting quarterback Marcus Mariota benched in favor of Ryan Tannehill in the third quarter. Mike Keith of Titans Radio will join us at 8:15. The Seahawks came from behind to defeat the Browns 32-28. Cleveland held a 20-6 first quarter lead. The Texans followed a similar path, sending the Chiefs to two straight losses, 31-24. Saints got past the Jags 13-6. Ravens got past the Bengals 23-17. The Steelers over the Chargers on Sunday Night Football 24-17. VFL, Cam Sutton had the game-clinching interception. The SEC has six total teams in the AP Top 25. It is Alabama at one. LSU is at two. Florida checks in at number nine. Georgia's at 10. And then Auburn's at 11, and Missouri slides in at number 22. The new look top four, it's Alabama, LSU, Clemson, and Ohio State. Game two of the American League Championship Series went to the Astros 3-2, courtesy of a Carlos Correa walk-off home run in the 11th over the New York Yankees. That series tied at one game apiece. Scare yourself silly with the new Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery for a chance to win up to $75,000. Play today at a Tennessee Lottery retailer near you. 15 seconds to go to check out the roads of Pete Michaels traffic, 744. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, it's the question that has to be asked.
Why is Kanner so feisty today? Kanner's a little feisty today.
Eric, why are you so feisty? It's the question that has to be asked.
Well, scotch and a half in, that's why.
Yeah.
I look out for my boy, you know? Look out for my boys.
I appreciate that.
It's for the boys.
You were like...
Berta.
I can actually hear it in people's voices, so... Share with me your concern with me on the roof of Toyota Knoxville. Because you tried to do it during the break, and I just didn't believe it. I didn't feel like there was enough passion or want to in your voice.
No, I mean, you know, we can all make jokes like, wish Tennessee would have lost to keep Tyler on the roof because, you know, Tennessee's not going to beat Alabama. That's two more weeks and everything. And, like, that would have been funny. Don't get me wrong. It would have been funny. But at the end of the day, like, I was generally worried that if Tennessee didn't win, like, you'd have a Castaway Wilson type situation here.
I was talking to the Smokey Inflatable while I was up there.
Exactly. That was only 6 days.
Ask me how many times I asked the Smokey Inflatable that kept its index finger up how many wins I needed to get off the roof.
Just one.
And like, I just kept asking that.
And also, I was talking with my buddy John Adams over the Knoxville News Sentinel in the press box Saturday. And
not the name drop or anything.
Seriously, gosh, who don't you know?
He informed me that, now granted, it was a billboard, but the guy back in 1988, turns out he had to go to the hospital because, like, you know, sitting there or standing there or laying there for 33 days didn't do well on his body, so when he came down, he had to go to the hospital.
No, he
went to the hospital because he was carrying a 12-pack of beer up the ladder. He slipped and broke his leg.
Well, that'll do it.
And then he had to come down for 5 days because the doctor told him he had to leave his leg elevated, and based on where he was laying on the billboard, he had to prop his leg up. And that was the one thing I think I caught from a lot of listeners. Ivins, what's the big deal? You're literally on the ledge of a dealership.
You can't go anywhere.
Well, it wasn't that. And then I had people, after the game was over, it was like, no big deal. You're on. Do it on a billboard. Okay. Find me an insurance company that would have cleared me.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
I mean, come on.
Well, okay, you weren't glamping enough, though. I thought that my one criticism of Tyler was that he was not glamping enough.
So what could he have done better?
Well, Wi-Fi hotspot, television setup, PS4, I mean, like, he didn't have any of that. Like, if I'm just stuck up there, no. I'm not going to sit. Frankly, there's no chance. Like, I would have raised utter heck with everybody here at the station and said, I'm going to need this, or I'm walking off this thing right now and you can all kiss my backside.
I'm notorious for if I have to go somewhere and I have to spend, like, a couple hours, I always find a hotspot.
Well, it's 2019.
Yes, I have to have a hotspot. So that's, you're exactly right. I would have had a TV.
Without question, I would have had all those things.
I tried to download some stuff on Netflix, and it was being kind of spotty. I would say the one luxury I had that came through big time was I didn't have a problem downloading music from some of my favorite streaming sites. So I actually saved that to my iPad, and I was listening to a lot of albums I hadn't heard for a while. I smoked some cigars while I was up there. I had a lot of time to kill, but I was show prepping a lot while I was up there, too, really trying to, like, and God bless Mississippi State, because there are some universities, when they release their game notes for the week, all it is just positive, 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 positive. You know, some universities do that.
Yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve. Can't
some universities
it.
Do that.
Yeah.
Mississippi State, good for them. They actually give you the good and the bad.
Got to tell the whole story.
Yeah, so I'm flipping through 61 pages or maybe like 50 pages of Mississippi State notes, and I found the bad. And I'll tell you, the things that Tennessee exploited in that win against Mississippi State, a lot of that stuff was the good parts that Mississippi State was putting in their weekly game notes.
Shout out to all the Tennessee fans that stopped by and honked and said hello and everything and all the businesses. Seriously. So many
and the
people.
Time that we got Ivins packed up, which has been a half hour, 45 minutes after the game was over, I mean, I bet 250, 300 people like honked, waved the whole nine. Yeah, it was awesome.
But hey, Friday night, did you have some visitors, some Mississippi State fans?
That was probably the coolest part about this entire thing.
Tell me about that.
I was getting ready to go to bed because I wanted to get up bright and early on Saturday to take care of some other obligations I had with other stations across America. And you're getting ready to go to bed and you just hear this loud engine pulling up to the area where you're staying. And four Mississippi State fans get out of the back of this F-350 that they had driven up from Mississippi. And these guys get out and they go, we heard your interview on a satellite radio station, da da da, things like that. And after 5 to 10 minutes of just kind of shaking hands and getting caught up with the full story in person, it's a husband and a wife combo. So two wives, two husbands, and both husbands reach in their back pocket. And they go, we heard on the interview that if you weren't doing this thing on the roof, you would have been out campaigning for your breast cancer campaign you're doing. And I'm one of the men here in Knoxville doing Real Men Wear Pink in honor of my stepmother who lost her battle with breast cancer. And the guy just reaches in his back pocket and both guys hand me
roughly about $230, $240 together.
Awesome.
And they're just like, hey, man, make sure this gets back to, and I'm just like, without question, without question. So for Mississippi State fans who are like, look, we kind of want the W. We hope that you stay up here. And in fairness for asking you to stay up here through our game, here's money that you should be raising. And I was just like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So to the people out there who are like, hey, attention guy, or hey, guy doing this, or we hated the idea in the first place. You know what? You also get a chance to raise money for breast cancer awareness. That's all it was. And good for that. And you know what? Next time, whenever Will West is just like, hey, dude, maybe I shouldn't puff my chest out so much, because not only can he bench more than me, but then I'll probably end up on a roof.
A little bit of a shoulder impingement right now, so I don't know how that bench is doing.
You might get him. Might get him right now.
Would you like your chance to play the game? It's happening next. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. A W after five burning questions. We want to get you a W to start hour number three. It's next on 99.1 FM. You're listening to the Esports Animal.